Blog Talk Radio.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nell.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Happy New Year. Year 2015. Wow. Wow. Yeah. So, ha shin zana daisumutsa. I'd sure like to hear from somebody who's calling in from, the furthest away from the Navajo Nation. What did you do last night? Go to sleep? Or stay up? Or did you go to an event? And did you make some new New Year's resolution, or do you just not observe the Navajo Nation or the New Year according to the 12-month calendar? Because isn't the Navajo Nation or the Navajo culture? I think that says what, October? Yes, it is October. So, yeah. Absolutely cold up here. Cold. It's about, what, minus 11 or so. And so I've invited some people, but I am not getting the response today. So maybe they might be out watching the college football games. Wow. The whole world, I mean, it's kind of interesting when you start watching the event from the east, absolutely furthest east, and then it comes and you can see it on the internet, how all these things were already over in the east. And it's kind of interesting that my son, who's over in France, he'd already is like into the future. So they're, what, 8-9 hours in front of us. So quite interesting, yeah. So I'm listening. I'd like to hear from some people today, see what your thoughts are. You know, last night we talked about the event, the things that are taking place on the Navajo Nation down there, and it's been quite interesting. The Navajo Nation presidential election is not over. Now, the question is this. Is President Ben Shelley going to veto or is it going to pass? What is going to happen if it passes? And what's going to happen if it doesn't? And a lot of people are saying, well, he is going to veto it. Well, if he vetoes it, then that also gives the nomination council the opportunity to override the veto. And then we're back to square one. And not only that, is then some of the people or somebody, you know, if they were already filing the grievances and we already went to the Navajo Nation Supreme Court and the Office of Hearings and Appeal, I wouldn't be too surprised that somebody gives another shot at filing a complaint. Heaven knows where it's going to come from. And really, all in all, this whole thing, what is it really that we're trying to get at? And there's a lot of people who are, you know, of course, you know, I mean, there's the concept of, well, here we want to do this legislation because the Navajo Nation presidential race election year was not exactly to our liking. And now we have some disenfranchised voters. Well, how many voters are disenfranchised because overall didn't combine with all the 17? Or is it just the 9,000? Let me ask you. Is it a scenario where the Navajo Nation is kind of like the election is kind of like the tail wagging the dog? I want to hear from you. I want to hear what your thoughts are. And we are on the air. Telephone number here is 347-989-0048. And again, Happy New Year to everybody, and I hope you guys, we're all going to have a half an hour show. We've got about 22 minutes left. This is Cal Nez, and this is Politics on the Navajo Nation. And it looks like Mr. Austin M, hello, and all my friends out there on Facebook. I don't know how many people are listening. It looks like Mr. Torres is calling in from the east, all the way from the eastern seaboard. Welcome. And there's a lot of people listening online. So I want to thank each and every one of you, and hopefully things are very, very nice for you today. And you've, according to the world, so to speak, this is the calendar year that we operate on throughout all cultures, almost literally. And but based on that, I'd like to congratulate you and for being here with us for the new year. This is the first of the year. Wow. And but for the Navajo people, we're in October. So while we're waiting, or while I'm talking to you, I am actually texting some of the guests that I had invited. But nonetheless, you know, again, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? The Navajo people, here's an election. And right now, for those that are not sure exactly what's going on, the election, the legislation is really on the is on the president's desk. Now, if it goes, then does that mean that everybody jumps back on, and how much more money or how much additional money is going to be spent? How many travels? Is there going to be a campaign season? And according to the legislation, it says the election will take place for the president and the vice president. The runoff election, June, and August will be the special election, and September will be the swearing in or the inauguration for the president. So all these scenarios, and now, but yet before all this legislation happened, over here, Russell Begay, he was moved up. Chris Discini was disqualified. Before this legislation, Russell Begay, or actually Chris Discini, had filed with the courts to get back in the ballot because Richie Nez was fired. So it's going to be very interesting. What's going to happen? So I'm going to make one more text here, and let's see what they say. And because I want to get it from the, quote, horse's mouth, but he's actually not a horse. So I want to hear directly from the source. And so we can really understand what the behind the scenes. Of course, this whole legislation was brought in. Originally, Mr. Leonard Sosie was toying with the idea for quite some time, and they kept changing it and changing it, and it was all in the name of the fluency issue. But I think, for me, those issues that came out in this election should give us a direction for the future, not right now when we are in the middle of the game. Whether we're finished or not, we're still in the middle of the game. We have two options. One is the president going to pass the legislation? And if he does, then we're going to have this whole new election. But whether we go that direction or whether we go with Russell Begay and with that, what's going on there with that scenario, the election, this process started back when the candidates were certified. And whatever was started at the beginning of this, quote, game, it should remain. And all those people who filed at that point should still be players. And now, to change the fluency issue, you know, that just isn't, it just isn't fair, equitable. And because now it's like we're not being very, it almost is a biased position. It shouldn't be. What do you think? If you started a game and you were shown the rules at the beginning of the game, okay, let's take you listeners out there. You start a game. This is a half court. Here's a free throw line. And a foul. This is a foul. This is not a foul. Traveling, blah, blah, blah. All this. This is all the rules. Football game. Whatever it is. We go to halftime. Well, gee, hey, by the way, somebody got fouled, or they fouled, you know, whatever it is. No, we need to. That guy was kicked out because he was, whatever it is, a violation that they made. No. We're going to change the rules, so we're going to bring them back. If you were the opposing side, what do you think? Well, in any case, we shouldn't be in a position where we ought to be talking, oh, there you go, hey, my man is on the phone. Boy, I tell you, we got about 14 minutes, and I will bring him on immediately, go right directly to him, and really get a quick, because we don't have very much time to discuss exactly, you know, everything in detail. But let's just get to the crux of the whole situation with the legislation, what the outcome might be, and how this is going to affect, and what the speculations are, and just to kind of give us an update. And that is I appreciate him joining us today. And like I said, we only have about 14 minutes left in the show. And so without further ado, I'd like to introduce the special advisor to the Navajo Nation president, and that is Mr. Deswit Tome. Welcome, Mr. Tome. Yate, and Happy New Year.
Cal, good afternoon, and Happy New Year to you, and good to be on your show.
Yeah, we have a little, very little time. Now, we were talking about the Navajo Nation Council. They passed that legislation the other day. Can you just give us a rundown what the scenarios are, what's going on down there now?
Yes, Cal, the Navajo Nation Council on the 23rd of December met and passed many legislations, but the one in particular I believe you're referring to is the special runoff election sponsored by Council Delegate Leonard Sosa. It is legislation that effectively nullifies the 2014 presidential election, including the primary, and then the same action creates a special runoff election, which will be held, I believe, in June of next year, which is deemed the primary, and also a general election, which will be in August. According to the legislation, the oath of office will be administered on Wednesday, September 9, 2015, which is, by the way, the same day is the opening day of the Navajo Nation Fair.
Well, great timing. Okay.
The other legislation is the pardoning of the Navajo Board of Election Supervisors who were incorrectly removed by the Supreme Court. There is a process in the Navajo Nation Code for removal of elected officials, and what the Supreme Court decision did in removing these election board members was inappropriate and incorrect. And Cal, the other thing I wanted to expound on is, I know there's differing opinions here, but the law is the law. The speaker becomes the president of the Navajo Nation in the event of resignation, death, or removal. That's how the law is. So the Navajo Nation Department of Justice issued an opinion asserting that Ben Shelley will remain president until the oath of office is given, which now we know is going to be on Wednesday, September 9, 2015.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So there is no, Are you saying that there is nothing in the code that says that the president should step down if there's a special scenario or a special, what's the word I'm trying to look for in a case like this?
Well, what is happening right now in Navajo government is very unprecedented. It's never occurred before.
There you go. That's what, yeah.
And the laws are not set up to address this. I'm sure in the future, perhaps the incoming Navajo Nation Council or a council in the future will likely address this. Nobody anticipated that we would be in this quandary. Nobody anticipated that appeals would be filed and we would be this far out or this close to January 13, 2015 and not have an elected president. So there's some things to consider in the future.
Exactly. Has anybody floated that idea out there? I'm sure that all the attorneys are on this thing. I guess right now it's kind of an interesting scenario. We've got this law. I mean, this not law, but the legislation that this is now on the president's desk. By the passage of it or the veto of it, it creates two different scenarios. And then you've got the Russell Begay situation, which is now that he was moved up into take Chris DeShitty's case. And I'm sure they're not pleased with the legislation if everybody's going to start from scratch again. And so what's your assessment based on passage or veto?
Well, Cal, first of all, I need to just offer a tiny correction. The legislation which was passed on Thursday by the Navajo Nation Council has not been officially received by our office yet. It may be delivered on Monday, Tuesday. But once it's delivered and we sign for it officially, from that day, there are 10 calendar days in which the president is required to act on. He either signs it into law or he vetoes it, or if the president exceeds the 10-day limit and does not act on it, then by virtue of law, it automatically becomes law. So as far as Russell Begay and his situation, yes, the Supreme Court, by decision, moved Russell Begay up to the up on the official ballot of the presidential race 2014. But the action on December 23rd by the council actually nullifies that. And the Navajo Nation Council is bestowed with the power to make such changes.
And any other thing that you wanted to add to this whole discussion?
Well, I believe that it's important and critical for the Navajo leadership and the Navajo people to really stand and learn from all what has occurred over the past several months. And I want to hearken us back to the Office of Hearing and Appeals. Right after the primary election on August 26th, candidate Dale Soucy filed an appeal to remove Chris DeShitty off of the ballot. And Office of Hearing and Appeals actually made a decision and said and dismissed the appeal that was filed by Dale Soucy. And if that stayed, we would right now not be in this particular situation, because the whole thing would have been a race between Joe Shirley and Chris DeShitty, and there would be the inauguration of a president on January 13th. But what happened was Dale Soucy, through his attorney, appealed it to the Navajo Nation Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court made an error in compelling the Office of Hearing and Appeals and remanded it back to them and made them undertake the case. So it's shown here that the Navajo Nation Supreme Court has made several critical errors, and that needs to be understood.
So now an interesting scenario took place after the firing of Richie Nez, because now people are using that as a case to say that his rulings were not qualified. What's the scenario on that?
And Cal, you bring up another interesting dilemma. Chris Deschidi, through an attorney, filed an appeal with Office of Hearing and Appeals asking for the Office of Hearing and Appeals decision rendered by Richie Nez, at time was chief hearing officer, that his decision would be considered moot. In other words, that as if it was never rendered.
Exactly.
The problem is that Chris Deschini's lawyer is using a rule, a civil procedure that's reserved for civil practice in the district courts of the Navajo Nation, and he's attempting to apply it in an administrative body as the Office of Hearing and Appeals. So I'm not sure at this time. There is no officer qualified at this time with the Office of Hearing and Appeals to hear Chris Deschini's latest motion that was filed. And under the rules of Office of Hearing and Appeals, there is a 30-day timeline in which the Office of Hearing and Appeals is to act on it. And right now we don't have a qualified hearing officer.
Wow. So what's in the works for that, the Office of Hearing and Appeals?
Well, what can happen is the Navajo Nation government at this time can go out and quickly find somebody who's qualified, and I believe that the president was briefed yesterday by his legal counsel that there are four individuals, two of them who actually have a state bar license and are qualified under the statute. The other two are not. But in the meantime, I believe what's going to happen is they're going to appoint someone to direct that office, but not somebody to essentially hear cases at this time until they find somebody and put somebody in there. And I did learn, and thanks to Joe Aguirre, that office handles on the average of 300 cases a month on child support. And that's 8 months out of a year, and that office holds hearings in all five agencies on the Navajo Nation. So that office is pretty overloaded.
Wow. Well, we got a few seconds of the recorded section. Anything you got to say?
Well, I just want to say that also talking about the Office of Hearing and Appeals, you know, they hear anything that's having to do with administrative appeals. So they've done a good job. Richie Nez has done a splendid job. And I think that that some consideration ought to be given to changing the law so that people who are professionals who are qualified could sit in that office. But, Cal, have a wonderful new year, and all your listeners out there, and stay tuned to Politics on the Navajo Nation.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate the report, and I'm sure that a lot of listeners are on the air right now, and I appreciate you calling in, and you have a wonderful new year yourself, and I'm sure we'll be talking again here real soon. There's so much to cover, and yeah, Lana, so thank you for joining us today. And we will. We are done with the broadcast now. These are short segments that we're covering. And again, Lana, have a wonderful day.